With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Now talking with Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll and Madam Mayor. It's the first time we have talked since the election. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here and to be in the position that I'm in for another 4 years.
We will get to that. But before we talk about the election, I think we go chronologically here. Give me a wrap-up on haunted happenings in October, because I had to go to a football game in Marblehead every Friday night in October, four in a row. And yet I was able to get in and out of town pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say October, this was one of our biggest months ever for crowd in terms of numbers of people who were here. Every weekend, with the weather really cooperated so well. We've heard from retailers and restaurant owners that they've broken all of their prior records in terms of October revenues and numbers. So we viewed it as a pretty successful month, and Halloween ended really the way the season kicked off. Lots of good, fun, you know, festive revelers, but not a lot of trouble, thank goodness. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you about that, because I know the papers had the headlines of the number of people, but even on a Friday night, when I'm leaving Marblehead, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it still seemed like there were a lot of families about, a lot of couples about, and it seemed very, very family-friendly this year.
Yeah, I think that people came here to take in Halloween. I think it's growing as a holiday, and so it's become a real tradition. We had a lot of returning visitors who come every single year, whether it's for the Hawthorne Hotel Ball or some particular event that they like, or just to be here. I mean, people are wearing costumes from the first day of October till the 31st. So you get a lot of your money's worth for your costumes in Salem.
You know, the tourism industry is big, of course, on the North Shore in the summertime and in Salem in October. But what's the balance with business otherwise? Because restaurants seem to come to mind. But what about other industry in the area?
I mean, when you think about tourism, I think we typically think of hospitality industry, but there's so much more behind it. You've got graphic artists, you've got folks designing websites, you've got all the compliments that go with running any small business now, which is more than just the server or hostess in front of you, and all the back office from computer operators to cleaning companies are required. So there's a lot of jobs, and it's an important industry here in Salem, and one that we hope to continue to grow, and more than just October. We really do view Salem as a destination that October's the busiest time to come here, and it's certainly fun and festive, but there's so much more than what happens here in Halloween.
Well, let's move on to November now, and the election was interesting to say the least on many different levels, especially with the city council and the mayor's race. So what's your reflection on the election?
You know, I think we worked really hard all, summer, all spring, from when the election season kicked off, and we were really pleased with the outcome. Almost a two-thirds, majority of folks voted to maintain the direction Salem's going. I hope it's a reflection that people are happy and see positive things happening and want it to continue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm going to use the term incorrectly, but the sanctuary city item, whatever it was.
Sanctuary for peace.
Okay. So tell me about that, because I was reading a letter to the editor recently, and there are there are people on both sides of the issue. It's still a very emotional issue. And I know that sometimes you see in a national election, you see someone use the word mandate when you've got like a 20% turnout or something like that. How do you view this?
I mean, I'm glad that the voters in Salem saw fit to keep the law in place. The question on the ballot was whether to repeal the Sanctuary for Peace Ordinance. I think first people had to understand what it was, and there were a lot of time and effort spent into making sure people understood exactly what the city council had already adopted. I think there was some recognition by people that we have an elected group of representatives who voted to support this, who had done the homework on it, and so there was some trust that was placed in supporting keeping it in place. And I think people understand that immigrants are important to our community. They're friends, they're neighbors. Salem has a 400-year history of welcoming immigrants, and I'm glad we didn't want to turn our back on that segment of our population now.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you need to take that, let me know, and I'll just pause this. Okay, so reflection on the city council results.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were some changes. We had some board councilors who were looking to go at large. We had a lot of new faces running at large. And, I mean, I don't know if there's a general consensus that you can take out of it other than there were certainly, in certain instances, people who were working really hard, and it paid off at the polls.
What's the big item now coming up on the agenda? I know that budget is a year-round process, and you've got the inauguration coming up with a new city council coming in, and that I'm sure there's a little feeling-out period with that. But what's on your agenda for 2018?
Well, we definitely want to have a positive working relationship with the city council. I think that legislative bodies are partners in government. We can't really do anything substantial without strong support from both the city council and boards and commissions that are in our community. So we'll be doing some retreats and some opportunities to do some joint goal making for the next 4 years. High on our agenda are trying to address infrastructure needs. As an older city, we suffer from, investments in infrastructure that are always necessary, sidewalks, streets, roads, pipes. So we want to make sure our city council is aware of what some of those challenges are and work together to come up with some plans to improve them. We'll also be focused on Salem's 400th as we think about housing and transportation. Those are two key areas as we're a growing city, with traffic congestion being a real issue that we need to try and tackle collectively.
All right, finally, the relationship between the city and the state government.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be an active gubernatorial race, I think, in 2018. It's already, rearing its head with announced candidates on the Democratic side, and I expect the governor to run again as well. So trying to carve out areas that we feel are important from a city's perspective and banding together with other cities, both geographically on the North Shore and other gateway cities, in terms of trying to set some policies and set some agendas for the gubernatorial race to help us identify needs would be super helpful.
Not to get too political, but it doesn't seem to be an animosity between the Republican governor and other parts of Massachusetts, like there is at the national level. It seems that our legislature is working for Massachusetts.
I mean, I'd say that the governor's done a pretty good job of trying to have positive relationships with Democratic leaders, both local leaders. It's nonpartisan at the local level, as you know, but also with state legislative leaders as well. And I think that's to everyone's benefit when you see something like that happening. I don't think there needs to be hostilities when you're talking about running government. There can be differences of opinion. There can be contrast on priorities. But I'm glad to see that everyone's interested in actually doing the work that we're elected to do.
Okay, final question. What's going on in Salem in the month of December? I mean, you guys, there's something always going on, but anything comes to mind?
Yeah, we are really pushing a big shop local agenda. So we've already had a number of opportunities to get people downtown to shop as opposed to taking part in early morning mall activities. There are no shortage of retailers that are running specials. We've got the Christmas Walk coming up, run by Historic Salem. Always a great opportunity to come to Salem, see how the historic homes are decorated, hopefully take in lunch or brunch and shop along the way. We've got a number of artisan festivals taking place for folks to be able to shop and buy something locally crafted as well. And we think it's a great season to walk around and enjoy New England, and there's no place more quintessential New England than downtown Salem for sure.
I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Awesome.
That's Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.